Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from John chapter 15, where we hear the Lord Jesus say, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So far, the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true vine, the only Savior of the world. Alleluia! Christ is risen. Any of you who are gardeners know that it's rather obvious that the purpose of a vine is to bear fruit. So it's quite reasonable that if a branch is not bearing fruit, that it will be cut off and burned in the fire. It just makes sense. But if all we hear from our Lord's words this day is talk about fruit, we miss the point. For the point of the text is actually the utter necessity of the branches to remain or to abide in the vine. Only then can they produce the expected fruit. And yet, the impression is often given that the most important thing in the Christian life is bringing forth fruit. Whatever that is. Whether it's good works in the eyes of the world, acts of service to others, being nice or politically correct, self-achievement, moral purity, or even exhibiting love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's still all about the fruit. With such an emphasis, the Christian life is described only by way of the law. And if your life doesn't bring forth the fruit someone else thinks it should, then you're not a Christian. Or, at least, not a good Christian. They may say something like, if you want to be rid of sin and to be saved, you must not only believe, but you must also live in such and such a way and do and suffer a specified amount. They do not say that we have forgiveness of sin through Christ, but they command me to do good works in order that I may be cleansed from sin. Or we may spend our time looking around to see if we are bearing fruit or to see if someone else is bearing them. We can be so wrapped up in the fruit that they become our God. Possibly without realizing it, we trust in our own good works as the basis for our standing before God. Such a trust will lead either to self-righteousness or to despair. For if we focus only or mostly on the fruits, we can never be sure that we bear enough of them or that they are acceptable to God. We may think they are, but we can never be quite sure. So Jesus here gives us a different description of the Christian life. And he describes for us the only way that we can bear fruit pleasing to God. And it's simply by being branches, abiding, remaining in the vine, which is Christ. As we are such branches, as we are in Christ, we naturally bear fruit pleasing to God. There is one minor problem, though. We can't become a branch attached to the vine unless the vine dresser grafts us in. And that's exactly what's happened. For our natural condition is being not in Christ. By nature, we are dead, unfruitful branches, unable to bear good fruit. We cannot do works which are good in God's sight. We truly are good for nothing and are destined for eternal destruction. That being the case, we can't do anything to become attached to the vine. We can't become a branch on the vine through our own reason, strength, or merits, or even by choosing or deciding to attach ourselves to the vine. But the gospel of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, upon hearing that, faith is created in us and we become branches of that true vine. Through the forgiveness of sins, the Holy Spirit creates faith by which we are made branches which draw our life from Jesus alone. Jesus says, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you." St. Paul writes, "In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." We were grafted into the true vine the same way that the Ethiopian eunuch in our first reading was, through faith created by the preached word and baptism. And thus we have been grafted into the true vine, and we draw our life from him. And so it's rather obvious we need to stay connected to Jesus and all that he offers for our very life. We need the food and the nourishment that he gives us to live and to bear fruit. Indeed, to abide in Christ is to continue believing in him. And because the chief business of faith is to receive from Christ, abiding in him means to keep on receiving from him grace for grace, day by day, in ever greater fullness. It is essential to this abiding by faith in Christ that the word and sacrament, which convey to us his grace and gifts, be constantly used. There is no abiding except through these means. That's why it is so very important to be here week after week, for this is where we are fed by the true vine. This is where we are fed with life-giving, life-sustaining nutrients as we hear the word and as we receive our Lord's body and blood in the sacrament. This is absolutely essential. If you don't hear again and again and again that your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake, if you cut yourself off from the means of grace, the means of forgiveness, you cut yourself off from Jesus and from faith itself. It just is not enough to read the Bible at home. After all, the Ethiopian eunuch couldn't understand the message of scriptures until someone preached to him. Even Jesus' disciples couldn't understand the message until Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. As Paul says in Romans chapter 10, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the word of Christ. Now, if we don't abide in Christ, if we cut ourselves off from Him and the life He gives, we can't do anything that pleases God, no matter how hard we try. And if we don't abide in Christ, if we are merely sustained, or if merely attached to the vine outwardly, we won't bear fruit. We will die. We will be cut off and burned. Even if we appear to be doing all the right things, if the life-giving nutrients don't get from the vine to the branch, or if the branch simply refuses to accept that life-giving sap, then it dies. And if that happens, the Father will cut the branch off and cast it into the fire. There is nothing more horrible than that. But if the branch does remain firmly connected to the vine, if the branch is receiving everything that the vine sends its way, then it will produce fruit. And not just a little, but a lot. And all the credit goes to the vine dresser. What's more, the Father prunes the branches so that they will produce even more fruit. He cuts back at just the right time, in just the right place, and in just the right way. Now, this pruning are the trials and struggles in our lives. It may be an affliction of some kind, an illness or disease. It may be a strained relationship or financial setbacks, or a tragedy of some kind. It may be the death of a loved one. An example of such pruning is Joseph in the Old Testament. After everything he'd been through, he was able to declare to his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." He had been severely pruned and had produced much fruit. Now, that is not to say that the branches enjoy such pruning. They don't. In fact, it hurts. It's never pleasant to be pruned. But it's for the branch's welfare. You see, as the branch is pruned, it is made stronger and thus better able to produce fruit, because it is attached to the vine and must draw strength from the vine to be healed and to live. And as the branch draws such strength, it bears much fruit that is pleasing to the Father. And yet, the branch takes no credit for it, for such fruit is simply the result of being connected to the vine. Any fruit that we bear any good works that we might actually do is actually Christ working in us and through us. And that even includes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Indeed, the very vine that gives you life is the one who died on the cross for the forgiveness of all your sins. He is the one who on the cross was totally cut off and separated from his Father, so that you and I might never, ever be cut off from him. Not even for a moment. Yes, Jesus is the vine, and by his grace you are the branches. And thus, abiding in him, you will bear much fruit. You will believe in him. You will do good works to the glory of God and to the welfare of your neighbor. And despite the pruning in your life, and in fact, even because of it, the vine dresser does love you, and Christ's word remains true. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Thus, drawing your life from the forgiveness of sins, you will abide in Christ, and his words will abide in you. And you will be and remain his disciples and bear abundant fruit now and forever. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We